There hasn't been farming at Canterbury Shaker Village for a number of years. That's why farm manager Stacy Cooper was pleasantly surprised to find the soil in such good shape.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised, you know, that the nutrient analysis was as balanced as it was, but it didn't need much at all, so. Yeah, and I mean, a testament to how well they took care of their land.
Cooper has broccoli, cabbage, kale, and chard in the ground now. In the hoop house up the hill, there's even more plants.
These crops are exploding, so I'll be harvesting lettuce, spinach, and arugula today. We've already run through our pea tendrils and radish. We've got some beets that are doing really well.
These crops are here because of a partnership with the Concord Cooperative Market. The co-op's Greg Lessard says while local organic food production has been growing in recent years, the demand had grown even faster.
As much as we worked with the local farmers, we just couldn't get enough of certain things, fresh fruit, organic tomatoes. So they were saying, we need our own organic garden. And then the bulk area said, wouldn't it be nice if we had our own honey?
The co-op was also looking for a dedicated space to hold events and classes, one that could hold more participants than the market's own space. The co-op put the word out it was looking for land and building space, and that caught the attention of Shaker Village Executive Director Funi Burdick.
And I thought, is there a way that the food co-op would see our Shaker Organic Gardens as a place to till, if you will? And so I gave them a call.
The two sides started talking, and about 6 months later, the partnership was in place, just in time for the co-op to hire Stacy Cooper and get her seeds into the ground. Cooper's crops have already started showing up on the produce shelves, and they'll be available on the grounds of the Shaker Village as well. And Greg Lessard says there could be much more in the works, from potentially revitalizing the apple orchards to restoring the village's bee house.
I just put the little fence there, and it's got the piping for the bees to come in, and the observation tower. Hive will have the bees this week and should be in place and then open to the public, I think, within the month.
For Funi Burdick and the Shaker Village, the partnership is part of a broader effort to show visitors what Shaker life meant and what it still means today.
The real value to, I think, history museums is to activate people's minds, how they can look at the things that you are showing and see that actually a table isn't just a table. A table might embody a whole view of the world. And so in many ways, looking at how they approached using the land is a way of activating people into thinking about how to live responsibly.
Burdick points to several other food-related partnerships aimed at embodying the Shaker worldview. The village offers grazing space for Brookford Farms cattle, and it turned the Shaker Table Restaurant into a learning space for culinary arts students at Lakes Region Community College.
So perhaps in the case of the food co-op, you would go off to the gardens and you would start to understand how to treat your land with respect and understand how renewable that land had to be. That people would be, you know, studying seed harvesting, for instance. That you might go and look across the field and perhaps someone is leading a yoga class so that you're really experiencing the beauty of the landscape and the spirituality that's here.
The woman in charge of the farmland, Stacy Cooper, is set to start harvesting more crops this afternoon and to make sure this land is ready for whatever comes next.
Yeah, so the soil hasn't been turned in a few years, so the weed pressure is pretty intense. We've already tilled most of the unplanted rows 3 times now, and the weeds are back yet again. But it's just going to be the challenge of the first season, and fortunately, we have great soils here, so a little bit of working, and by next season, I think we'll be in great shape.
For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.